Hey, Chris Johnson here. Hold on. It's a pop day. It's a pop day. Hold on a second. Let me open this shit. I need a fucking hit of this. Oh, yeah. Yes. Holy fucking shit, dude. It's fucking amazing. God damn it. God damn, I love that shit. I try to limit myself to 2 pops a week because it's fucking not that good for you. It's a ton of sugar and like calories and shit. But I got another wedding report for you. So the wedding came and went and it was fucking miserable. And I want to fucking apologize in advance to the Bee Machine, his beautiful bride, for saying that I hated his fucking wedding. It's not your fault, fellas. I'm sure it was a fucking great wedding. You guys seemed like you had fun. I showed up. I did my fucking best, okay? I tried my best, but I was mentally fucked up and I was in no fucking position to enjoy myself. I just couldn't fucking do it. I got fucking bailed on 2 days before the goddamn wedding. I was fucking pissed. I was fucking depressed. I didn't want to fucking go. I didn't want to go, in all honesty. I didn't want to fucking go. I had to drag myself to go. I dressed my ass up. I put on my fucking fake smile and I fucking went. But I was a mess, right? So I leave to go to the wedding. I wanted the original plan was, I messaged this to my date before I got canceled. I was, listen, we got to get there like at least easy, fucking easy 15 minutes early. I'm planning all this shit out. Like I knew what had to happen. I had the fucking proper plan in place. But when I get depressed and I get fucked up and I get really anxious, I just shut the fuck down. So I know I got to do these things. I just don't care about doing these things. And then I didn't want to go anyway. So like it was just, it's everything just got all fucked up. I was doing pretty good. Like I had the time down. I got like the card and everything ready. I did all this shit. I wrote him a nice fucking note. The fucking wedding card had 2 dachshunds on it. I don't really give a shit about dachshunds more or less than any other dog, but I like animals and there are animals on the card. I forgot the fucking card. There are 2 levels of forgetting the card. I ran into people at the wedding who forgot to get a card, which basically means they didn't even buy a card. They didn't buy a card. It completely slipped their mind. They had nothing fucking planned. So they like drove to the store and like picked one up. I had the card. I planned everything out. I wrote the fucking check, but I forgot the card at home. I left the card behind. And I went into a fucking panic. I'm driving down the thruway. I look down. I don't see the fucking card. I'm like, fuck. Forgot the fucking card. It's on the fucking table. I signed the goddamn thing. Got everything ready to go. And I'm so fucked up mentally that I forgot the fucking card. So I actually stopped and did I exited the thruway. And then I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to put a plan in place. I'm going to show up at the fucking ceremony. He wasn't fucking around. It was like 5 o'clock ceremony, 5:30 like reception. I'm going to show up at the ceremony and I'm going to fucking vanish. I'm going to go back and get that card. Nobody's going to fucking know. So I show up just in time to see most of the ceremony. I didn't see them walk down the aisle or anything like that. But I walked in when the fucking, I don't know, who's the guy that runs the fucking thing? The MC? It's not the MC, but the guy who fucking, the wedding official or whatever the fuck the name is. So I was in there just in time where he started like talking. So I got to see them exchange vows and shit. So they do the fucking ceremony. They get married. They're official. They put the rings on. They walk back to their tables. The ceremony was in the same place as the reception, which wasn't supposed to happen. It was supposed to be across the street, but they like double booked a fucking German fest or something. So we did it in the same fucking room. And I'm running by everybody. I'm like, fellas, I forgot the goddamn card. I think I'm leaving to go get it. And everybody's like, are you fucking crazy? You can't leave to go get it now. You're gonna miss all this. I was like, they're not gonna fucking know. Nobody's gonna know. And then, like, Top Hat and Kane's there. I haven't seen him in a long time. He's got a fucking beautiful woman with him who I've never met. Top Hat and Kane was married the last time I fucking saw him. I don't think this is his wife now. I think that's over. I didn't address that there with her. I didn't say, like, hey, where's your wife? Who's this? Or ex-wife. You know what I mean? I don't want to make things weird. But he did tell her about the podcast, so she might be listening to this. And if you're listening to this, that's what I was thinking. I'm sorry, but it was on my mind. But anyway, I told him I forgot the card, and she was like, listen, here's what you can do. You don't have to get it today. You can mail it. You have an entire year from when the wedding happens to give them the card. And I thought, that sounds like horse shit. I've never heard of any fucking rule like that. Are you fucking with me? Like, I know we just met, but are you fucking around with me right now? She's like, no, I'm telling you, you have a year. I thought that was shit, and I fucking ran that by several people at the wedding, and everybody's like, I've never fucking heard of anything like that. You mean to tell me they get married in September, I fucking roll up in August next year and be like, fellas, I got your fucking gift. Like, they're not gonna fucking be cool with that. They're gonna be pissed. So I talked to a couple people. I talked to OD, I talked to Griggs, then I talked to B-Maz, the best man, and he's like, they just started cocktail hour. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going. I just fucking left. I was there for about a half hour, just fucking left. I went home and I got the fucking card, and I get back a fucking hair late. They're already doing the speeches. There's like this little elevator, and it took you up to a tiny hallway. And I peeked through, and I saw Griggs looking at me. He's trying to like wave me in to sit at the table. I'm not fucking walking through. I don't know anybody there, really. I'm not just like walking through my all black suit. I'm gonna stick out. So I'm thinking, I'm just going to wait till the speeches. But the maid of honor was speaking first, and she went on for like 8 fucking years. And then B-Maz spoke. And then they're like, hey, man, let's bring up the fucking parents of the bride. They're giving a fucking speech? What kind of shit is this? How fucking long do I got to stand in this goddamn hallway? The good news is I didn't miss dinner. I sit down there, and Griggs is like, I fucking look around, and you're gone. And I sit down, and the fucking seat next to me is empty. And I thought, that fucking asshole went to get that fucking card, didn't he? Fucking did it. OD said the same thing. I talked to him outside smoking when I was about to bounce. And he's like, I looked and I saw the empty chair. That son of a bitch went for it. Bags to Riches had my back, though. He's like, listen, B-Machine came over. He's like, where's Chris? I haven't seen him. I just assured him. I was like, no, he's here. I promise. Everybody just got my back. After dinner, B-Machine comes over. Hey, man, it's good to see you. I missed you earlier. I was like, yeah, I was around, bro. Where were you? I think this is the first time he realizes that I just fucking bailed for an hour during his fucking wedding. And I gotta be honest with you, I wanted to go as soon as the fucking music started. But, like, there were too many people around. I needed to be like fucking Batman. You drop the goddamn ball of smoke and get the fuck out of there. So a lot of people wanted to talk to my fucking ass. Then when I finally did leave, I'm outside talking to OD in the streets. And fucking Big Beams comes down. Father of the fucking groom gives me a hug and shit. He's all excited to see me. He's like, you're leaving? You gotta come up for one more drink. God damn it. I just got the fuck out of there. Now I gotta go back up. Just when I thought I was out, they pull my fucking ass back in. So I walked up there. I stood in the drink line with him. And then, like, he got his beer and he just, like, got distracted. And I just fucking left again. That's how I managed. I was mentally fucked up. And I dragged my ass to a place I didn't want to be just to show support for the bride and the groom. I mean, if anything, you motherfuckers should fucking hail me as a goddamn hero. But I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when new podcast episodes come out. Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify, iHeartRadio are among the places that I am. I'm also on Podbean as the host of the cast. Every fucking episode's there. On my Twitter, JohnsonHateYou, Instagram at Maybe 5 Minutes, and in my Facebook timeline, you can find me right there, baby.